Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
We're here to help you win the ultimate bragging rights, a fantasy title.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
All right, here we go. Week 7 just about done as we are sitting here on a Sunday night getting ready for a Super Bowl rematch. But this is a fantasy football show, so let's talk fantasy, recapping the Sunday action. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, Heath Cummings. And we want to know, people, are you hiring? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. So try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. And a good evening to Jamie and Heath, and a good morning to everybody listening on Monday morning. How are we doing today, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Ah, yeah, thumbs up.
You know, last week I did a fake beep thing, and it was really annoying. I'm never going to do that again, but I don't know if I can explain today's action without some sort of profanity, so I'll apologize in advance.
Frustrated today?
I'm not, like, the weird thing is, like, this has happened a couple times this year where I'm like, man, what a terrible day. And then I look at my teams, and they're all doing fine. Who cares? It's great. It's the craziness that we saw today just extends what we've seen throughout the 2017 season. It's okay. Absurd.
Yeah, no, and there are days like that where you're watching everything unfold, and you're like, I can't be doing well. And then you look at your teams, and you're doing fine, and you realize that everybody's affected by the craziness. What was it that jumped out to you, Heath?
What wasn't? Today, Latavius Murray not just was the best running back in Minnesota, but broke a long run. Mm-hmm. Latavius Murray, who looked like he couldn't walk more than 5 feet without grabbing a hold of the railing,
yeah,
breaks a long run.
Again,
O.J. Howard scores 2 touchdowns and completely outperforms Cameron Brake. Jameis Winston, with a sprained AC, he should have sprained his AC joint 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Throws for 3 touchdowns against the Buffalo Bills defense that had given up 2 touchdown passes all year long.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought he was on his way to a terrible game, too.
He really was.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamie, what was your take on Sunday?
As a whole, a lot of the guys that we were hoping to have bounce back performances did not happen. We had a couple. LeSean McCoy was great. Doug Baldwin was great. Jimmy Graham saved his day.
Yeah.
He could have had a huge day.
Yeah.
But Jay Ajayi struggled, but they scored 30 plus points. I get caught up with coming off the 4 o'clock games. I just hope the NFL leaves Ezekiel Elliott alone. I really do. Because he's so much fun to watch.
He had a huge game. He had over 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. If you had him in your draft app this week, you know, you're probably winning. That was big. All right, let's get into it. Let's go to the big news. And I'm just going to give the news as news items, because I think we cover a lot of it in the winners and losers and the reactions from Sunday's action. So here we go. Carson Palmer broke his arm, and he will miss about 8 weeks, so he's more or less out for the season.
Maybe career over.
Yep, yeah. Carson Palmer, goodbye. That is very unfortunate. They were struggling. They got blown out by the Rams, who appear to be pretty good. Jay Cutler's out 2 to 3 weeks with cracked ribs. I don't think it would be a huge shock if Matt Moore kept the job.
His career should be done, too. His career should be done as well. Like Carson Palmer, if I was laying betting odds, I would say it should be more likely that Carson Palmer plays football again than Jay Cutler.
Well, yeah, it could. I mean, it might be, absolutely. But Cutler out 2 to 3 weeks, and Matt Moore came in and scored 17 fantasy points on 21 attempts, and we're going to talk about him shortly. I think we should talk about him right now, because he actually did pretty well last year. Here were Matt Moore's fantasy points in 4 starts last season. 31 fantasy points at the Jets. This is 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. 19 fantasy points at Buffalo. 18 fantasy points against New England. And then in the playoffs, 11 fantasy points at Pittsburgh, and Heath's got Kenny Stills as a winner. Jarvis Landry and Kenny Stills did very well. I'll give the numbers in a little bit. Did very well with Matt Moore. I'll let Heath expand on that. Devontae Parker, not as much last year. But I guess the question here is, if you have lost a quarterback recently, Tyrod Taylor's about 81% owned, and then after that, it's like a bunch of garbage on the waiver wire. Maybe Andy Dalton, you get him in a good matchup next week. But like, how high on the list is Matt Moore going to be, guys?
I just want to say, when they signed Jay Cutler, I called this.
Yeah, you did.
You did. That's true. And I want to say that there's been a, like, it looked to me, I watched more of the Dolphins game today than I did any other game because we had some people over and they were Dolphins fans. And so I was trying to be accommodating. I did keep going to the other room to watch other games. So I wasn't that accommodating, but Adam Gase has made a lot of excuses for Jay Cutler this season. He's talked about how the problem is not Jay Cutler and we've just got to clean stuff up. And it is just incredible that everything got cleaned up as soon as Jay Cutler was taken off the field.
Actually, Cutler did fine in this game from a fantasy perspective. He threw two touchdowns. He had 15 fantasy points in about a half. Moore had 17
fantasy points. He played well.
Yeah, they both did fine. Cutler's just sloppy. I mean, let's be honest. But they both threw two touchdowns and one interception. But Moore, yeah, just to answer that question, guys, how attractive of a pickup is Matt Moore right now?
He plays at Baltimore next week?
Huh?
He plays at Baltimore next week.
Then
right?
Oakland, then at Carolina. Yeah.
On Thursday. He's not great for this week, but he's absolutely a good long-term play because they're already past their bye week. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, you know, just try and stash somebody that you don't have to worry about getting rid of, he's perfect. And if he does hold on to the job, then why not?
Jason Lock and Fora reporting this morning that Andrew Luck will be out until at least late November. So I think we know what to do there. Cleveland left tackle. Oh, man. Cleveland left tackle Joe Thomas. 10,363 consecutive snaps. It's unbelievable. He was drafted third overall in 2007. He has played more than 10,000 consecutive snaps. And now the speculation is he has a torn triceps. You might know by the end of the show, by the time you hear it. So he's probably out for the season. That's a total bummer. Delanie Walker sprained his ankle. Walker was on crutches after the game. They have a bye week coming up, but, could be out for a few weeks, Delanie Walker. We shall see. All right, let's do some winners and losers right off the bat. Jamie, your two winners today are Aaron Jones and Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, well, I shouldn't have started Ty Montgomery this week. I was on a plane this morning. I traveled this weekend, so I do want to apologize to everybody. I didn't respond to emails. I didn't respond on Twitter. I didn't accept a lot of the invitations on draft, which I'll tell you about in a minute. I was out of town this weekend. I got back. I landed. I didn't have time to adjust my lineup, so I started Andre Ellington. I had Ty Montgomery there. It was rough, but Aaron Jones has run away with his job, Jamie. It appears 17 carries, 131 yards, and a touchdown at Minnesota or at against New Orleans. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Ty Montgomery is going to see probably cut in some 10-team leagues, which is a mistake, but it's going to happen.
Why is that a mistake?
Well, I don't think it's completely done for Montgomery, but it might as well be. It was. He didn't even play.
Yeah, he had five touches. But that's the thing. Like, I don't think that's a mistake. I don't think they're gonna have a very good offense.
No, I don't think it's a mistake to play Aaron Jones over Ty Montgomery. This was my concern for Montgomery going into the season was that one of these young guys was gonna be better than him. I just thought it was gonna be Jamal Williams. And so he's not a running back. And this is what they have as a running back. So Aaron Jones looked awesome. He really did, you know, I think if this was an Aaron Rodgers game, after the two picks from Breeze and the long touchdown run from Jones, they would have beaten them probably by three touchdowns in Lambeau.
Let me ask you this, Jamie. They got a bye coming up. Do you think it's possible? Because I do think people are going to talk about and consider dropping Ty Montgomery even in 12-team leagues. Do you think it's possible they have a bye? They say, all right, he has the cracked ribs. He's going to heal this week. We're going to get Montgomery more involved going forward. Or do you expect Aaron Jones to get the lion's share of the work?
Why would they go back to Montgomery? Because he didn't run very well.
I'm not saying that's what I think. I just want to know what you think.
I mean, they certainly could, but you know, the one thing that you take away from this game is, okay, we got a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So good job, Aaron Jones. Big game for him. Tyrod Taylor. Are we just going to project him for exactly 21 fantasy points and 6-point passing touchdown leagues every home game, which he will have next week against Oakland?
Well, I think I don't know if you heard me say it. I think you did because we did on the video show Friday.
Best one ever.
That his last 10 home games coming into this week, he averaged 21 fantasy points per game, and so he was projected for 21 fantasy points for the game. He scored 21 fantasy points, and yeah, I mean he's good at home, and his receiving core is only gonna get healthy with you know Jordan Matthews, the shake of the rust off game. They found another guy in Deontay Thompson, you know, who just made some plays for them. McCoy was back involved in the passing game, which was awesome to see again. And, you know, the only guy who didn't show up was Nick O'Leary.
And Tyrod Taylor, with those 21 fantasy points entering the Sunday night game, he's tied for 7th. I think there's a good chance he finishes 11th, but still he's going to give you top 12. He's going to give you top 11 at the very worst this week. And that was with only two teams on bye. 6 teams on bye next week, and Taylor has Oakland at home. And we go to Heath's winners. Heath, all right, Kenny Stills, do you want me to give the numbers of what he did last year with Matt Moore?
Yes, I'd love to hear the numbers of what he did with Matt Moore last year.
Okay, in 4 games with Matt Moore in standard scoring leagues, he scored, not in this order, but he scored 8, 9, 10, and 11 fantasy points. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I want to correct you. Tyrod Taylor is going to finish 7th because Atlanta, New England is going to be a defensive struggle, and so is Washington, Philadelphia, just like we were all expecting.
It's possible.
No, I think it was very obvious when Matt Moore came into the game who he, in my opinion, just looked much more steady than Jay Cutler. He looked like he was actually practicing every day and trying to look like an NFL quarterback throwing the ball and not just dropping back and throwing it off of 1 foot and seeing where it goes. I think this is going to be a great thing for Kenny Stills. I think there's a chance that even when Devontae Parker comes back, Kenny Stills is just the second best receiver on this team.
Well, see, that's really interesting because Devontae Parker was the best receiver on the team when he was healthy. Now, Jarvis Landry has caught a touchdown in 3 straight games, all without Parker. Parker got hurt in the first of those 3 games.
Parker, but the one thing that Parker has, there's 2 things he's always done. Had a ton of potential and gotten hurt.
I think he was living up to it, though. I think he was living up to it. He was on pace for a really good year. Just, I think he only had 1 touchdown.
He was on pace over a short stretch last year for a really good year.
You weren't buying it?
I was starting to buy it right when he got hurt again.
Yeah. All right. Well, Stills is only 27% owned at Baltimore next week. Okay. So Latavius Murray. Now he's a winner, but is he the better Vikings running back going forward? They're at Cleveland next week, like viciously good run defense. Cleveland Browns next week.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good matchup for him at all, but I didn't think Baltimore getting healthy was a good matchup for him either. I didn't think he was relevant. The reason I put him as a winner is because after the last 2 weeks, Latavius Murray was trending towards, or in a lot of leagues had probably already reached irrelevance. And we had just decided that Jerick McKinnon was the guy there. And I think Murray has put himself back in that conversation. Right now, I feel like there is not a number one running back in Minnesota once again. It's really, really bad news for Jerick McKinnon.
Jamie, what do you think about the Minnesota running backs?
I still think it's McKinnon, but I was of the belief all along that Latavius Murray still had fantasy relevancy. Not to this level, but you know, I still viewed him as their better short yardage guy. We haven't seen them in this position since Dalvin Cook went down with a chance to lean on him. You know, McKinnon had the big run in the Bears game in the first game where Cook got hurt. You know, and he was just doing a good job at the end of the game. But Murray's been coming back from this ankle injury.
And this was the first game with more carries for Murray, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, well, and he had 12 and 15 in the other two. So, yeah, all right, Latavius Murray at Cleveland, then a bye. He's 65% owned, so he's definitely going to be up there. Would you rather have Latavius Murray or Alex Collins?
Probably Latavius.
I think I would still go Collins.
Would you rather have Latavius Murray or CJ Anderson?
Still CJ Anderson.
Still CJ.
Okay. Latavius Murray.
I like that. Man, I really do.
You like who?
The trade you and I made.
Oh, my God. Great time for me to trade for John Brown. He's done. So speaking of which, losers now. Heath's losers are the Arizona wide receivers and the Green Bay wide receivers, as Drew Stanton has not been a very good backup quarterback. And Brett Hundley today threw for 87 yards on 25 pass attempts against the Saints. Just really bad games all around for these Green Bay receivers. Nelson, 13 yards. Adams, 12 yards. Cobb, 15 yards. Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot how bad they were until just now when I read it out loud. Heath, who are you more concerned about, the Arizona receivers or the Green Bay receivers?
Yes, absolutely. I am. Like, I didn't think it. I was, I guess, more cautious about Brett Hundley coming into this week than some people, but I didn't think it could be this bad. He was atrocious. That's like 3.5 yards per pass attempt with Jordy Nelson and Davante Adams as your wide receivers.
Uh-huh. That's bad.
He might be the worst quarterback, backup, or starter in the league.
Who's the best receiver in this bunch, Arizona, Green Bay, rest of season?
Fitz.
Over Jordy?
Yeah.
I think that's probably right, because Fitz runs the types of routes that I think Drew Stanton can throw the ball for.
It's probably not going to be Stanton. It's probably going to be Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah. This is a disaster.
This sucks. No, this is big concerns here. Like, how long
have we just lost six fantasy or five fantasy wide receivers, and probably Adrian Peterson too.
And look at what happened to T.Y. Hilton today. I mean, things have changed, guy. We should probably talk about this. Like, the fantasy landscape has changed right now. A lot of really good talent not playing. And
you may have lost David Johnson too.
Why would happen to him?
Why would
bring
him back?
This may not come out from coming back if they're, you know, I was always of the belief that they would tread water with Palmer and his defense, and, you know, especially now getting Peterson. It's highly unlikely now with the quarterback situation.
They might not win another game. They're awful. Yep.
Can you guys think of anyone that has become more valuable over the last couple of weeks just based on what's not valuable right now, who's not valuable right now?
I'll say what I said in the 2011 season, that Peyton Manning should have won the MVP when he didn't play. And you can make the case that Andrew Luck should win the MVP when he's not playing.
Yeah, I mean, they're awful. But, having Ezekiel Elliott, having Le'Veon Bell, these last few games that the two have played, I mean, the Cowboys coming off a bye, those guys look so important right now. Todd Gurley, these stud running backs are just so valuable. But the wide receiver position has really thinned. You know, I'm not sure where I'm going with this. I don't know if it's even worth talking about. It's probably obvious to everybody. But a lot of the players that were drafted in the first two rounds, let's put it this way, a lot of the players that were drafted in the first two rounds, just they're either injured, or they're a victim of circumstance right now, and they suck, and there's nothing you could do about it. And
well, I mean, I think the hope would be is that Amari Cooper and Doug Baldwin maybe turn the corner.
Hope so.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be nice. You know, I think you're still going to get some great production. You know, I'm not watching the game. I know you two guys are, but you know, whatever Julio Jones does tonight,
he
bounces
better.
Back a little bit. I wouldn't say it's like completely dire, but it's tough when you're losing the potential of what Nelson, Adams, Hilton, Fitzgerald, you know, and then whatever's left of Arizona, if these guys are going to be that bad the rest of the way.
All right, guys, I want to speed it up so we can get to more from today. Jamie's losers are Jay Ajayi and the Seattle running backs. Jamie, Jay Ajayi and the Seattle running backs.
Yeah, I mean, Jay Ajayi just, you know, it's frustrating to watch them score so many points and he still hasn't found the end zone yet. So I still think he's a good buy low candidate, but he's just they're not opening holes. Their offensive line, they lost Tunsil. I don't know if he came back in the game, but he got hurt in the game, so I don't know how hurt he is. Pounce just hasn't been the same guy coming back from the hip injury, and the Seattle running backs. I was expecting it to be a different. I don't know what the snap count was, but the touches were exactly the same for Rawls and Lacy. Rawls lost a fumble in the game. He did get the goal line chance, at least when they gave it to him. Didn't find the end zone, so it's a mess.
Yeah, all three of their running backs, including McKissick, were inside the 10. I think they ran 12 plays in the red zone in the first quarter and didn't score. But later in the game, it seemed like, and I think you guys said this a few weeks ago, it seemed like Rawls was getting the more important carries. And he's a better player than Lacy, even though the numbers didn't really show it and he had that fumble.
It's so dumb.
Well, I said this before the game, and they didn't do it, and I'm disappointed, and I don't think they will do it now. If they would just come out and play fast and let Wilson just deal, he could be the number one quarterback in fantasy. They don't have a good running game. They don't have a running back on their roster that's going to make it a good running game.
Well, he had a huge second half and was one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy this week. Would you rather have Thomas Rawls or Crowell rest of season?
Rawls. I'll take my chances with the devil I don't know.
I'll take Crowell. Yeah.
Rawls?
He had a decent day-to-day in PPR.
Yeah. Rawls or Latavius?
Rawls.
Latavius.
All right. Well, I got to tell you all, people are loving draft. I think I got 30 or 40 invites over the weekend, and I do want to apologize. I only accepted, I think, 5 of them because I was at the wedding. I'm sorry about that. I didn't have a lot of time. But it is an extremely fun game. I'm glad people are into it. Download the Draft app or play at playdraft.com. When you sign up and you start playing, if you want to play for free, please use our promo code. It's FFToday. FFToday is the promo code. New users get free entry into a draft. Well, it's all about Zeke today. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be 3-2 because I had Zeke in 3 leagues and I played against Zeke in 2 leagues. Now that's just one-on-one drafts. I actually think as much as I've been playing the one-on-ones, it's more fun if you play in bigger drafts. You can play in leagues of up to 10 people. So I encourage you to do that on draft. Do the snake drafts. Play more fantasy football. You're going to be the only person that owns Ezekiel Elliott. It's not like playing daily on the other sites. You're the only one who has each player that you draft on your team. So I know the listeners are loving it, and I appreciate it. Join in. Play for real money. Play a real money game for free by using our promo code FFToday on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play for free with the promo code FFToday. All right, let's do some yearbook superlatives. Most excited about Ben Roethlisberger, Alex Smith, or Derek Carr? What do you think? Who are you most excited? Most excited about? Heath, why don't you take the lead here? Big Ben, Smith, or Carr?
I think.
This is not
Alex Smith.
Okay.
Like what? Ben Roethlisberger had 20 fantasy points today, right?
I think it was a pretty encouraging day, though. He didn't throw much. Looked a lot better. Yes, he had 20
I don't think
points.
They want him to throw much.
I'm not so sure about that. If they have to
I'm not
throw,
going
they
to
will.
Talk about the Chiefs and Raiders game and Derek Carr's stats and performance because I'll just sound like a jerk and sour grapes.
That's fine. You're entitled. Jamie, who are you most excited about? Big Ben, 20 fantasy points. Smith, 31, or Carr, 35 fantasy points in week 7?
Smith.
Yeah, you'd rather have him than Roethlisberger rest of season?
Yes. That defense is bad. And he's showing that he's gonna be good when he's throwing the ball.
All right, most likely to succeed. Jordan Matthews, Juju Smith-Schuster, or Cooper Kupp? Jamie, why don't you go?
I'll go Juju.
All right, Heath goes first. Juju. Jamie, what do you say?
Matthews.
Jordan Matthews, yeah. He was a dud today, but Oakland next week. You think what? Matthews' ownership got to be pretty low.
Exceptionally, yes.
Yeah.
Although, look, I mean, you know, Cooper Kupp, he's not the greatest player, but he just continues to find ways to produce.
Yeah. I think if Jamie went out there with Jared Goff and lived with him for 3 or 4 months over the summer before the football season, Jared Goff might throw it to him 15 times a game.
Maybe every receiver should do that.
Yeah, maybe Sammy Watkins should move in. Jordan Matthews, 29% owned. All right, more valuable in fantasy rest of season, Adrian Peterson or T.Y. Hilton?
Hilton.
Hilton, for sure. Peterson, that was I won't say it was exactly what I expected from Peterson, but that was pretty close to exactly what I expected from Peterson.
You know, the thing is, like, obviously they're going to want to run the ball more, but also they're going to really struggle now. He had 11 carries for 21 yards. What's your outlook on Peterson?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this hurts. Puke. This hurts him, no question. Right? I mean, it hurts him, right? They're going to try to lean on him, but it hurts everyone, right? In Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to editorialize here. All right, more concerned about, part one, C.J. Anderson or Demaryius Thomas?
Anderson.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about
Thomas
it.
Had a big pass called back on what looked like a bogus pass interference.
Yeah, it was a little questionable.
He needed those officials from the Kansas City Raiders game.
Offensive line played like garbage today for Denver. And Simeon is, you know, he's struggling. But they're at Kansas City next week. That could be a little tonic for them. It's just, it's very obvious, guys. C.J. Anderson's good when they win and bad when they lose. And he had 10 I think the encouraging thing for Anderson was that he did dominate the carries.
Maybe he's the reason why they win.
He had 10 for 44. He didn't have a bad game. They were behind the entire game.
Yeah, but they're behind 7-0 for a good portion of it, then 14-0.
Well, it wasn't his fault. Can I say that?
You're grasping at straws,
but it
I think, at least for me, the reason I'm concerned is there's two other guys there that could take away production from him. We don't know when Emmanuel Sanders is coming back.
Right, yeah. But
if they're going to be this bad, Devontae Booker may start out snapping him.
What are we talking about? But he didn't do anything to lose the role today. Devontae Booker had 2 carries for 6 yards. Jamal Charles had 4 for 2.
No, he's their best guy, but there's also the injury risk with him.
All right, more concerned about.
Listen, if you could trade him for AJ Green, do so.
Oh, who's doing that? I think I feel like CJ Anderson could be a buy low candidate. Everybody's so down on him right now. He's not playing that poorly. They just need the game script for him to be better. Not feeling it?
He's definitely a buy low candidate, yes, but you don't have to give up much for him.
Well, there you go. All right, back to the superlatives. More concerned about Cam Newton or Marcus Mariota?
Mariota.
Cam.
All right, Heath, elaborate.
I've got no justification for it other than I think Mariota still has better weapons than Cam does. And I expect – today was a weird game against the Browns. He had Delanie Walker wide open in the end zone and just missed him.
Twice.
I feel better about him.
He scored in this game 7 fantasy points, Cam Newton, at Chicago. Chicago's tough in their stadium. Nobody's done well there. But I also go back to last week. Cam Newton had like 20-ish points. 22. But he played so poorly against the Eagles. So now this is 2 games in a row where he hasn't really looked good. And then Mariota, guys, what do you think? I'm really hoping that he gets healthier over the bye week and can run a little bit more.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's a big thing for him. But all right, how would you rank Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, and Marcus Mariota rest of season?
Cam, Ben, Mariota.
Mariota, Cam, Ben.
Okay. Would you rather have Mariota, Heath, or Alex Smith?
Mariota. And Cam over Smith, too.
All right. Most likely to drop, Ty Montgomery or Isaiah Crowell?
I've been telling people to drop Crowell for 2 weeks, so still Crowell.
Yeah, I'll say Crowell.
Most exciting dual threat quarterback, Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott?
Dak.
Dak.
Woo, is he good?
He's amazing.
Heath, I'm glad we own him on Team Heathdom.
Yes, I am as well. Are we winning this week?
We are going to win this week.
That is outstanding. Our team is a juggernaut.
We got a squad.
Yes, we do have a squad. It makes me feel better because I was looking through my scores as we were talking. After you do the next superlative, I want to tell you, I've got a superlative for you. Worst fantasy matchup in the history of fantasy football.
Okay. Best celebration, Robbie Anderson sitting in the stands at Dolphin Stadium or Hard Rock Stadium or Juju Smith-Schuster hide and seek?
Hide and seek is the best one this year.
I really enjoyed the sitting in the stands and the level
great.
Of disrespect that showed.
Right? It was
yes.
It was great. I loved it. But I think hide and seek was still better, Heath. What about you?
I'm going to go with Robbie Anderson.
It was really.
I'm going to say the two best celebrations that I've seen so far this year was hide and seek and the duck duck goose.
Duck duck goose was really good. Hide and seek, terrific stuff. All right, Heath, give me a surprise superlative.
The worst fantasy matchup of all time. I played Dave Richard in our magazine league this week. Dave started Deshaun Watson on a bye. Dave had Demaryius Thomas on his roster who scored 0 fantasy points in this league. And Dave is beating me 75-14. I started Jordy, T.Y. Hilton, Frank Gore, Adam Vinatieri, and the Chiefs who combined for 6 between all of them.
Jeez.
Oh man, that is really bad. I'm looking at one of my scores. I have 33 points. Carson Palmer, Alex Collins, Devin Funchess, Keenan Allen, Ty Montgomery, Robbie Gould, the Bills. I do still have Deion Lewis. That should be great. And Jordan Reed. So yeah, it was one of those weeks, man. I had a lot of crappy players in my lineup. Good stuff. All right, some news and notes for you. DeMarco Murray played 13 more snaps than Derrick Henry. CJ Procise hurt his ankle. DeSean Jackson had a 50-plus yard catch called back on holding, and he still had a pretty good game. He's really been pretty good, DeSean Jackson. Evan Ingram had a very long catch called back because he was out of bounds, and then he came back and was the first to touch it. Jacksonville left tackle Cam Robinson left with an ankle injury. Laremy Tunsil, Miami's left tackle, as Jamie told you, he left in the third quarter. They're hopeful on him, awaiting news. Seattle's center got hurt in the first quarter. Not sure if he was able to come back in. Giants right tackle Justin Pugh left with a back injury. Colts center Ryan Kelly left with a hamstring injury. The Jaguars had 10 sacks. That's their second game this year with 10 sacks. How about that?
They're calling them apparently Saxonville.
Saxonville, that makes sense. I could have guessed that. Rams center John Sullivan hurt his knee. Doesn't seem serious. Carolina center Ryan Khalil re-aggravated his neck injury. So they just can't run the ball. And on defense and special teams, Dan Bailey left with an injury. And Dallas safety Jeff Heath was kicking their extra points, and it was comical.
How about I went in a bunch of leagues from Dustin Hopkins to Dan Bailey?
I had him in FanDuel, actually. It kind of hurt. Reuben Foster left with injured ribs. Right tackle Trent Brown for San Francisco. He was being evaluated for concussion. Vontaze Burfict kicked Roosevelt Nix in the face. Come on, give this guy a 6-game suspension. It's ridiculous already. He's a dirty
player. You had a great matchup of Vontaze Burfict versus Malcolm Mitchell. Those are two of the nicest guys in the NFL.
He's the dirtiest player I've ever seen in my
Mike
life.
Mike Mitchell, excuse me.
Mike Mitchell. Say, Malcolm's a fine young man. The Steelers don't get to complain about dirty plays.
I'm not a Steelers fan, but I'm just saying he kicked the guy in the face. Cincinnati linebacker Kevin Minter left with an elbow injury. They might be down two linebackers next week. I'm not sure it'll matter against the Colts. And Malik Hooker, speaking of the Colts, Malik Hooker and Rashawn Melvin, two defensive backs, they left with injuries. Andy Dalton might be good for you next week.
Will be good for you next week.
Yeah. All right, good. Let's see who is good for you this week. Your top five quarterbacks, Dak, Carr, Wilson, Alex Smith, and Josh McCown? Dak, Carr, Wilson.
What happened to your voice there?
Smith. It was I was almost incredulous. How could
it? Got really low.
Is that what happened? Josh McCown? He was one of my sleepers, Jamie. Yeah.
Nice job, man.
Yeah, I got something right.
Can't wait to have you back on the show Friday.
Not this Friday. Not this upcoming Friday.
Unbelievable.
Got another wedding. But all right, what stands out? Heath Cummings, Dak, Carr, Wilson, Alex Smith, Josh McCown.
Well, I think most of the guys that stand out, I mean, McCown, you talked about him, and it's just that the Dolphins, while we think they have a pretty good run defense, their secondary is just lost. There were Jets running wide open without anyone anywhere close to them in this game. McCown didn't really have to do a lot, plus he got the 1-yard carry. Dak's amazing.
He's so good.
We may not be giving him enough credit saying he's going to be a top five quarterback rest of the season.
I find it amazing that he does this without, I mean, like, Dez is having a nice year because he's caught touchdowns almost every game, but Dez is getting like 60 yards, you know, maybe 80 yards. Jason Witten, he doesn't have great receivers.
Jason Witten's having a great year.
He's having an underrated year, no doubt.
When we look at the tight end rankings going into next week, Jason Witten's probably going to be a top four tight end.
Jamie, did I get the bonanza? What do you think? Dallas,
you got one team.
Yeah. That's a toss up.
Hyde was okay at best.
Okay.
Garcon stunk. Beathard stunk. Kittle stunk.
I was never on Beathard, though. It was really Kittle for me. But I said one of the
two. But you had the number one running back and the number one quarterback.
And
so,
I said,
yeah, you got it.
One of the two tight ends would score.
Yep.
So
you got it.
I'm going to give thank you, Heath. All right, let's look at the top five. You know what? Let's look at quarterback number six real quick. And it was Jameis Winston. 384 yards, 3 touchdowns on 44 pass attempts at Buffalo, 29 fantasy points. And he's got, I think, 4 320-yard games now. Jamie, what do you think about Jameis Winston? It doesn't seem like he's playing all that well, but he is producing. What do you think?
He's a good fantasy quarterback. I mean, he's going to be a top 10 guy by the end of the season. That's what I expect him to be. He's got great weapons, you know, and you're seeing a fourth guy now to, you know, come along. With O.J. Howard, along with Brate, along with Jackson, along with Mike Evans. This was a tough matchup for him. You know, Heath alluded to this, you know, that he should have sprained his AC joint prior to the, you know, last few weeks. I think anybody logically looking at it would have said the stats that Buffalo has allowed to quarterbacks, and there's been some good ones, with a guy that's coming in with a shoulder injury, this should not have happened. And you said it, Adam. He was off to a bad start. It looked like he was going to have a really rough day. Mm-hmm. But he rebounded and put his team in position to win. They just came up a little bit short. So I like the situation for him next week at home against Carolina. I don't think he's a slam dunk great start. But with the way that he's playing against, you know, if Kuechly's out again, I think you got to buy into Jameis as a starter the rest of the way. And again, no more bye weeks for him. So the fact that he's healthy and got these guys around him and a bad defense as well is going to put him in position to have to throw a lot.
Would you guys rather have Jameis Winston or Philip Rivers?
Winston.
Winston.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon I might have to ask you if Jameis Winston or Matt Ryan.
And Winston, you know, the two guys that I liked and I think a lot of people had questions on, Winston and Mariota. I mean, Winston's running away with this as a fantasy quarterback.
Mm-hmm. As of now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about the top five running backs in just 1 second. Because I told you at the beginning of the show about ZipRecruiter. But look, if you're in need of great talent for your business, that's not the easiest thing to get. And look, we don't have a lot of time these days, right? Time is precious. So you got to do it quickly. You don't want to go through a huge stack of resumes. You want to use ZipRecruiter. They've got smarter hiring tools on ZipRecruiter.com. You can give it a shot for free, by the way, at ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. You can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with only one click. ZipRecruiter does all the work after that. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting. You post something on ZipRecruiter, it goes out, it finds the best people for you. You can easily sort through the applications. ZipRecruiter makes it so much easier because the other job sites, they make you do the work. ZipRecruiter goes out and finds people for you. And then again, it only takes about a day. You're going to get a ton of quality candidates. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just 1 day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire, and we want you to use it at ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. ZipRecruiter.com/FFT. Top five running backs in Fantasy Week 7 in standard scoring. Hey, guess who's number one?
The guy that will play the rest of the season. Please, please, please.
Possibly.
Please.
Ezekiel Elliott. What did you make of Rod Smith getting more work than Alfred Morris? Did that mean anything to you?
That was after they pulled Dak, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't know when all the carries were, but it was at the end. Yeah, they pulled Dak.
Morris was the second guy.
Yeah, I believe Morris played with the starters. They brought Rod Smith in to play after they pulled Dak.
But if you were preparing Morris for a bigger role, wouldn't you want to give him carries even during the blowout?
It's going to be McFadden.
Okay. All right, anyway, Elliott 1, McCoy 2, 2 touchdowns today. Todd Gurley 3, and McCoy and Gurley both had 5 and 4 catches respectively. Oh, TJ Yeldon. That was obvious. TJ Yeldon 4. He and Ivory both scored. Aaron Jones. Nope. Yeah.
Pete Prisco this morning said watch for Yeldon to have a good game. And then when he started to get some carries, he was the first one. He may have started the game. I don't remember who had the first carry, but they've been talking about trying to trade Yeldon. Hmm. And so he said this could be the chance that they finally get to showcase him.
All right. Well, Yeldon was fourth with 9 carries for 122 yards. Let's just hope and a touchdown. Let's just hope Fournette gets healthy during their bye, comes back. We don't have to worry about this. And Aaron Jones was 5. So that's a pretty good cast of characters here. Elliott, McCoy, Gurley, Yeldon, and Aaron Jones, then Le'Veon Bell, then Latavius. We covered this. Another great day for Mark Ingram. 22 carries, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Total stud. He also had 4 catches, only 5 yards. All right, I don't think we have to really cover the wide receivers. Running backs, let's go to the receivers. Amari Cooper's 1 this week. Kenny Stills 2. Tyreek Hill 3. And then tied for 4, Doug Baldwin, Jarvis Landry. They both had about 90 yards and a touchdown. Do you guys think we should be looking to sell Jarvis Landry right now?
Sure.
And with his target volume, I don't know why.
Well, he scored a touchdown.
Well, his target volume will come down when Parker's healthy.
That's one. So Parker coming back would be one reason.
And he's been a 5 touchdown at best guy for his career. He's never top 5 touchdowns in a season.
Everybody knows that.
Sure, yeah. But everybody also sees 3 touchdowns in a row with still 10 games to go.
I just have a hard time banking anything on when Devontae Parker gets healthy, because what does that last, 2 games?
Sure, but if you could turn Jarvis Landry into a running back, that could be better than what you have on your team right now, or you know, him and somebody else for something. It's not bad to explore it.
All right, how about rank these 3 wide receivers rest of season? Jarvis Landry, Demaryius Thomas, Keenan Allen.
Allen Thomas Landry?
Allen Landry Thomas.
Landry's got more touchdowns than all of them, than the other two. All three of them, right? Including one of him. All right, top five tight ends this week. O.J. Howard. 6 catches, 98 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He has had only 2 games this year with more than 1 fantasy point, but they are both 2 big games. Let's start there. Let's just start and stop right there. O.J. Howard, number one. Does this mean anything to you guys going forward?
I mean, he's still somebody that when he had the last big game against the Giants.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you really had a guess? Of course it was the Giants.
I couldn't remember if it was Giants or the Browns.
He's a tight end.
he's still somebody that I would have no problem if I have a deep roster putting as a second tight end, but he's still at best the fourth guy in this pecking order of passing production.
Still,
I think an important note here is he did get 6 targets in this game. Cameron Brate got 9.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I don't think he passed Cameron Brate by any means.
No. And one of them was the same play that they pulled against the Giants where he came across the formation. He was wide open, scored a touchdown. The second one was a great throw from Jameis. He's going to be one of these guys that has, good games every now and then, but it's just not sustainable.
And Jimmy Graham. Oh, I didn't go through the whole list. O.J. Howard, Evan Ingram, 6 catches.
By the way, just to follow up with the receivers, Doug Baldwin should have had the best week of anybody.
Yep.
Wilson missed him on a wide open, easy touchdown.
Yep, sure did. All right, O.J. Howard 1, Evan Ingram 2, Jason Witten 3, Jimmy Graham 4, Jared Cook 5 with 6 catches for 107 yards. He's the only
Graham's
one.
Another one should have had a big, big day.
Graham dropped a... See, the throw wasn't great on the first touchdown that he could have had, the ball that was knocked away. But
hit him in the chest!
No, Eli Apple knocked it away. The ball should have been higher.
No, it hit him in the chest.
The ball should have been higher. Even the announcer of the game said the ball should have been higher. He needed to throw that ball up.
He should have gone and caught it. Eli Apple's terrible.
Listen,
terrible anymore. He's had 2 good
Big
games.
Big Kane, too. Stop defending your Canes guy and stop defending your Giants guy.
I'm telling you
he
the truth.
Have had a touchdown.
And I'll even go as far as to say that was his second red zone target, and the announcers were blaming Wilson for throwing the first one too high and saying, why did he throw it to the corner of the end zone? Graham stopped in the middle of the end zone. It was a corner route. Graham stopped too early. If he just run his route, he would have 3 touchdowns.
Right, and who knows? On the one where he's on the left sideline, he may have scored on that one.
Yes.
It's possible. So he needs to play a little bit better, but at least you got 11 fantasy points against him.
You know who could have had a top 5 day? Is Delanie Walker. Heath alluded to this. Mariota missed him on 2 touchdown throws. One, he was so wide open and he just underthrew it. And then the other one, he underthrew it with a defender there. If he puts the ball similar play to Jimmy Graham, just on a different side of the end zone. If Mariota puts that ball up a little bit, Delanie Walker scores twice.
All right, so it's Howard, Ingram, Witten, Graham, and Jared Cook. Who do you like better rest of season, Evan Ingram or Jason Witten?
Ingram.
Heath?
Ingram.
Ingram or Jimmy Graham?
Graham.
Heath?
Graham.
Okay. Ingram or Austin Seferian Jenkins?
Ingram.
Ingram.
Do any of these tight
Ingram
ends...
looks good, man. He's just a nice special talent.
He's a good player, yeah. Do any of these players matter? Tyler Croft, Logan Thomas, Anthony Fasano, Mercedes Lewis.
Tyler Croft for sure. Next week he gets the Colts?
Yep.
Last time I asked that question, you said he mattered, and he gave us a big dud.
Speaking of a big dud, can we just talk again about how we don't know anything in this stupid game that's happening right now?
I had a feeling the Falcons might disappoint us. I said on the show on Friday, I said, by the way, it's early in the second quarter. A lot can change. Go ahead.
We're through one quarter. Tom Brady has 1 fantasy point. Matt Ryan has 1 fantasy point. Julio Jones has 1 fantasy point. None of the running backs besides James White have a fantasy point, and there have been 0 points scored.
And there was a blocked field goal for all you Matt Ryan owners. But I said that there could be a bad game for the Falcons, and if that happens, they're going to be calling for Steve Sarkisian's head. But hopefully I'm wrong. Start of the week's got to come through.
Maybe that's what the Falcons want.
I don't know, man. All right, let's go to the games. Do these quickly here. Rams 33, Cardinals 0. We've covered the Cardinals. Let's cover the Rams. What's the angle here? Heath, what's the
Todd
non-obvious
Gurley.
All right, Gurley then. Go ahead.
that's the angle, because everybody's tweeting us saying Todd Gurley was not a sell high. And this was a spectacular effort. I think the thing that I underestimated, and I still, listen, 3 weeks ago, we said sell Todd Gurley for a star. That's what we said. We didn't say sell him for a mediocre player. He had two so-so games and one great game now. But the thing is, this Rams team might actually be good.
Yeah. No, not might. They're good.
Highest scoring
team
in the league.
They have an offense to match their defense. They're not an elite team, but they're a playoff caliber team. And especially now with the Cardinals out of the way, for sure.
I still think they're the second best team in that division, but yes.
They're the second best team in the division. Seattle's the best. Seattle might be the best team in the NFL.
They beat Seattle. Let's give them some credit. I know they always play them tough at home, no matter where that home stadium is, but they did beat them. So let's give them some credit. They beat them, right?
Yeah, I don't think
they won
so.
That game.
Seattle won.
Seattle won?
Yep, Seattle 16-10.
Damn it.
So.
Okay, that, you know what?
Definitely did.
That's why I questioned it, because it didn't sound right. But Wilson,
you know,
had a bad game.
To tie in Todd Gurley in that thing, if Gurley scores that touchdown early in the game where he fumbled the ball in the end zone.
There you go.
His fantasy day is much better.
They
the
win.
Tone of that game goes differently.
Moral victory, I say. Jacksonville 27, Indianapolis 0. They were, what, 3 shutouts today? How about that? Let's see what we got here. So do you want to talk more about the running backs or for Jackson?
No, I think we covered that. I think from the Colts perspective, I know we had the discussion. You cannot play T.Y. Hilton in a tough matchup anymore.
And he's got so many of them. So at Cincinnati, now we'll see what happens with their... Well, their linebackers are hurt. Their secondary will be all right. I mean, at Cincinnati, at Houston, Pittsburgh, and then a bye? Are you serious? I'm looking at his schedule. I swear there's one game that I feel good about. Tennessee after the bye.
Did you see the T.Y. Hilton quote?
Yeah.
Asked him about what was wrong with the Colts. It's the offensive line. They need to block.
Well, he's not wrong, but you know what? That offensive line's not getting any better.
No.
Drop or hold T.Y. Hilton.
Hold.
Okay.
He'll be picked up in a second in your league, but at what point in those games are you going to feel comfortable starting him?
Jack Doyle, is he a streamable tight end? 60% owned.
Yeah.
Okay. He led the team in receiving with 44 yards.
Jacoby Brissett's not good.
He's better than this, I think.
This is a great defense.
Yeah, Jacksonville, yeah. Tough matchup. All
They're
right.
going to win the division.
Minnesota 24 and Baltimore 16. Let me take a look at these damn division standings now, because I still think Houston's winning the division.
I still think Tennessee's winning the division.
They could win it too, yeah. It ain't gonna be the Colts. All right, so Jacksonville's 4-3, Tennessee's 4-3, Houston's 3-3.
Like, I don't think Jamie's wrong in having the opinion that Jacksonville's going to win the division. That division is so wide open.
This is now 2 games of 7 that the Jaguars have allowed Blake Bortles to throw early on in early downs, and you see the results.
Oh, he did have a nice game, 18 fantasy points. Good call by Dave. Dave liked him this week. All right, Minnesota 24, Baltimore 16. What do you think about Alex Collins and Javoris Allen? Collins had 10 carries for 30 yards. Allen had 6 for 20, but he had 8 catches for 29 yards. Heath, that's all he does is he catches 3-yard passes, but.
He's going to break a record. This is going to be a historic season for Javorius Allen. The thing I'm encouraged by for Alex Collins, and I'm kind of happy about, because I wasn't able to pick him up in a couple of leagues, and he's still on the waiver wire, and I was hoping he wouldn't get a touchdown in this game. He did still get more carries than Javorius Allen.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that continues, I expect he's going to get into the end zone at some point, and he's going to be a viable fantasy running back in standard leagues.
Dolphins run defense was not good as a whole this week. They never running back really go off against them, but they gave up. I'm just looking at it right now. 22 for 92. I mean,
but they've been a good run defense this year.
Huh?
They've been a good run defense this year.
They have been, but I think this could be a situation where short week for Miami on the road. This could be Alex Collins' best game coming up.
Okay.
So he's somebody that I think you want to buy into. I look, Baltimore was at such a disadvantage this game because they're on the road playing a tough defense. Mike Wallace got knocked out early in the game. Jeremy Maclin was out of the game. Brashad Perryman was out of the game. I mean, this was just tailor-made for Minnesota. I'm honestly surprised they gave up 16 points.
Carolina was at Chicago. Carolina had the ball for 38 minutes and 35 seconds. Mitchell Trubisky threw 7 passes. They beat Carolina with their quarterback throwing 7 passes. He completed 4 passes. It's going to be tough to trust anyone in that passing game, obviously.
Well, did you see this? Did you see this tweet from Will Brinson?
No.
I'll find it as you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Jordan Howard, by the way, nearly scored a touchdown. He had a couple of chances. He couldn't get in. That means still no running back has scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against Carolina. They will face Tampa Bay next week. Doug Martin, it is your turn. Heath, talk to me about Christian McCaffrey. Just not an effective runner this year, but he did have 7 catches for 36 yards. I don't know. How do you value Christian McCaffrey?
It's pretty much the same thing. He's a flex play in a standard league, and I'd almost say a flex play at best against a good defense. I don't expect him to put up huge yardage totals. You're hoping he gets into the end zone. But what he's doing in PPR with the reception totals, with the target totals, he may be amongst the reception leaders, not just at running back, but in the NFL period.
Kelvin Benjamin or Devin Funchess, who do you like better going forward? And do you like either of them as more than just, you know, flexes going forward?
Still Benjamin.
Benjamin?
Yeah, still Benjamin, and he's a number 2, and Funchess is a flex.
All right.
So Will tweeted this. I'm not sure where he found it, but I'm going to assume it's accurate. Since 2000, an NFL team has attempted less than 10 passes and won a game 8 times, and John Fox was the head coach for 3 of them.
Wow. How about that? Okay, New Orleans at Green Bay, and another
I'm going to guess they have to throw a little bit more when they go into New Orleans next week. Just a few more times.
Yeah, and New England or New Orleans had the ball for 36 minutes and 56 seconds. Green Bay for just 23.04. Do we have any concerns that Drew Brees is just going to be good, not great, or do you think he will have a huge second half of the season?
A lot of home games coming up.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just fine. I expect him to be a top 3 or 4 quarterback rest of the season.
Yeah,
he's going to light up the Bears next week.
He only has 3 road games left in the fantasy season because the 4th road game is at Tampa Bay. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 home games, Drew Brees, coming up. So if you can buy low, now would be a good time on Drew Brees. Mark Ingram is outstanding. Alvin Kamara did his thing with 107 total yards and 5 catches.
He nearly had a touchdown, too.
Are we worried about Michael Thomas not living up to expectations?
He's been a disappointment, but, you know, 7 for 82. All he's missing is a touchdown there.
Yep.
So, yes, he has not been a top 10 type of player. I still think, again, when they get in those home that home stretch, it's going to be right. A lot of fun to have Michael Thomas on your team.
Yeah, right.
Like, we just lost Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, Larry Fitzgerald without any of them getting injured. I can't be worried about Michael Thomas.
And we lost T.Y. Hilton from week 1 on.
Sure did. Okay, then let's move on to the Jets and the Dolphins. What a game. Fun game.
Dolphins are 4-2. Think about that for a second.
Good coach.
They're about to be on their third quarterback.
Good for them.
With no bye week.
Good for
them.
Are
the Bills 4-2 too as well?
The Bills, they had their bye week. Oh yeah, yes, they are. Yeah,
they are 4-2. And they, you know, as we speak, are tied. Those 3 teams are tied for first place, but the Patriots could be 5-2 or 4-3 at the end of the night. Is there any long term potential in Robbie Anderson or Jermaine Kearse, or were we just lucky to have them in our lineups if we did this week?
I think there's long-term potential, but it's not long-term must-start potential. These are guys you want to have on your bench.
Yep.
For when, you know, look, we're gonna come through. The Packers and the Cardinals are off this week, and we've seen the Packers already once. We've talked about this. We'll see what the Cardinals look like coming off of their bye week and who the guy is going to be at quarterback, whether it's going to be Stanton or Gabbert. And so if you come out of your bye week and you don't like what you see from those 2 respective receiving cores, Josh McCown's played great.
Would you guys rather have Matt Forte over Latavius Murray or Thomas Rawls?
No, yes. It's too messy there for me.
You would, Heath?
It's too messy where? They're all messy.
Yeah, but the Jets have 3 guys that they're going to continue to give work to. And if they start to lose, I would imagine Elijah McGuire starts to take on more work.
All right, Tennessee's at Cleveland. Or they were at Cleveland, and they won. They won in overtime. Thriller.
They're probably still there. I don't know. Maybe they'll flow out tonight.
I'm sure they're on their way home. Mariota, yeah, we talked about him. Hopeful for a turnaround here. DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry. Let's talk about that, Heath. I think you guys were right on. You expected Murray to get more work. He got a lot more work. Didn't have a great game, though. Nearly had a touchdown, but not quite. Talk to me about the Titans. Henry. Well, they both did, but I think Murray had, what, two tries or just one? I don't know.
I think Murray Henry had one on a fourth down carry that he didn't get in.
Yeah, but Murray was in on the first three downs on that try. Oh, they couldn't convert on first and goal from the one or two. Uh-huh. Anywho, Heath, your thoughts on Murray versus Henry?
I still feel like DeMarco Murray is the better running back. He's going to get a bye week to get that hamstring healthy. And we saw they tried to use Henry just a little bit more in the passing game. He had an opportunity where he was wide open in the flat, nobody in front of him, and they threw it to him, and I'm not sure if he even touched the ball. It was embarrassing, frankly. I don't really have any interest in starting Derrick Henry in weeks when DeMarco Murray's playing.
Do you think we should drop or hold Rishard Matthews going into the bye?
Hold.
Buffalo 30.
If you need a rough spot, you can drop.
He almost scored. He was 1 yard away from a touchdown. Would have looked a lot better.
Yeah, but it's not like he's been producing at a very high level. And if Corey Davis come back after the bye week, then his value is going to start to go in the tank.
Buffalo 30 and Tampa Bay 27. All right, let's go to Doug Martin. 20 carries for 49 yards. Does that concern you at all, Jamie?
It does, but it doesn't. The fact that he's getting work is encouraging, and he's going to have another tough matchup next week against Carolina, but I still think he's a number two running back. You know, it's very difficult to look at him and say that when he's on the field getting this type of work in an offense that seems like it's going to score a lot, that he's hard to bench. Like, I benched him in a 10-team league for Jerick McKinnon, for example. You know, not that was worked out one way or the other, better or worse, but you got to have a really loaded roster to bench Doug Martin week in, week out.
Buy, sell, hold DeSean Jackson.
Hold.
Hold. Okay. Dallas 40, San Francisco 10. What do you think about standard scoring leagues? Do you have to own Pierre Garçon?
Yes, no. I'm still holding him.
No, Jamie?
No. No, it depends on what you're looking for and what your team is like. So, 10-team leagues, you're not starting Pierre Garçon.
Yeah.
12-team leagues, I mean, he's been disappointing.
What do you think of Dez Bryant going forward? Is he a stud?
Yes.
You're starting him every week, so yes.
Yeah, but he's got one game with more than 63 yards. It's a little weird.
But he's always been touchdown dependent.
Touchdown dependent, yeah, but I wonder how many yards he's on pace for. I mean, it's got to be a career low for any season
put it
that
was
an injury.
This is probably what he is if their team remains intact. If Zeke gets suspended, he's going to take on probably a bigger role.
Yep.
Okay. We got the Chargers shutting out the Broncos. 21-0.
I don't want to ever say the words if Zeke gets suspended again.
All right, before we actually skip the Giants and the Seahawks, everybody wants to hear about that one. Giants 7, Seahawks 24. Not sure why I said it in that order. Arlen's Darkwa going into the bye. He had 9 carries for 35 yards. Obviously a tough matchup. They get the Rams. And I think, you know, Jamie, I talked about this when we previewed the game. I really feel like the Rams' run defense is a lot better than what they've shown. I think they maybe started showing that today.
Agreed.
So Darkwa, 79% owned. Would you be afraid to drop him going into the bye?
Not at all.
No, if I had Darkwa and Rishard Matthews and needed a roster spot, I'd drop Darkwa.
I had a couple leagues where I dropped Darkwa to pick up Chris Ivory, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I dropped him because I made a trade, a 2-for-1 trade. I'm sorry, I didn't drop him. I was considering dropping him, but then when Willie Snead was ruled inactive, I just dropped Snead. But yeah, he's somebody that I think you can get away from easily.
And Doug Baldwin or Dez Bryant rest of season?
Dez.
Dez and standard, Baldwin on PPR.
Doug Baldwin or Michael Thomas?
Thomas. In standard, Baldwin on PPR.
Chargers 21, Broncos 0. Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers has New England next week, so that's gonna be fun for everybody not named Matt Ryan.
Maybe.
Yeah, what do you guys think about Phillip Rivers? Does he feel top 12 EDU rest of season?
He'll be on the cusp.
Yeah. He's being Rivers. And how concerned are you about Keenan Allen? He's not really having a great year. He's having a solid year, but he's not tearing it up. What do you think about Keenan Allen?
Big bounce back coming next week.
Agreed.
Yeah, but that's like the best matchup he's going to have all season. Is he going to be good? Like, is he going to be great rest of season, Keenan Allen, or just good?
Number two receiver.
This is your window to buy low.
He shouldn't be a number two receiver. He should be better than Jordy. He should be better than Hilton. He should be a top 12 guy based on what's happened. Beckham, Hilton, Jordy, Fitz. Like, Keenan Allen should be top 12.
Those say he's not.
He might be, but it's gonna be difficult after New England. You go by Jacksonville, Buffalo.
That sucks. I do like, you know, it's good when your best receivers play in the slot, you know. They can avoid the
right.
Corner.
You know what we've seen is in the last couple of weeks, as Hunter Henry has gotten better, Keenan Allen has gotten worse.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pittsburgh 29 and Cincinnati 14, final game here. And Pittsburgh was all over Andy Dalton. Four or five sacks, but really they harassed him in this game. Could definitely bounce game. Back next week, though, against Indianapolis. Do you guys feel like you'll be able to depend on Joe Mixon this year?
I don't know what happened in the second half. He was running the ball well in the first half.
They just stopped giving it to him completely. It was a terrible coaching job. They should fire every coach in Cincinnati.
Wow.
Who's going to be better rest of season? Oh, that's a really dumb question. Let's rewind. What do you do with Martavis Bryant? You drop him?
Drop him.
What a shame.
The report this morning about him getting more work. No,
fooled
no.
you!
Fooled you!
Yeah, I mean, frustrating.
All right, anything else on this? Oh, you know what? Just give me your real quick thoughts on Joe Mixon's rest of season value.
Borderline number two flex type of running back.
Yep, low end number two. I might be just, yes.
Standard scoring leagues, Joe Mixon or Alvin Kamara?
No, Kamara.
Kamara.
Standard and Kamara.
Standard scoring league or any type of format, Joe Mixon or Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Yeah. Mixon.
Mixon. All right. All right. That's it for us today. Thank you all very much.
Since we're not going to talk about this again until Tuesday, Deion Lewis is doing much better than Mike Gillisley so far in the first half.
Yay. Yes. All right. We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
And, I guess we're not going to see Matt Ryan bounce back.
Yeah, great start of the week. Who called that?
Hey, we got a whole half left, even more. For Jamie and Heath, I'm Adam. Take it easy, everybody. We'll talk to you on Tuesday with some disgusting jelly beans. Bye.
Bye.